everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings. Adult siblings.
Ew, what? No, fuck. No, 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 no. Not like that. What?
But it's not about that.
It's not about that.
It's often about that.
Why did you make it like
that? I heard the word adult for the first time in our sentence.
But then you said siblings.
No, I know. I forgot that it was followed up quickly by the word siblings.
I saw a TLC clip of these two cousins that got married and they had a baby. First cousins who fell in love and got married and had a baby child. I swear to God, it still happens in the United States of America. They walk among us, these people.
That baby got too many teeth and a couple extra elbows.
You think that's what happens? The too many teeth?
Yeah,
extra too many teeth. Elbows?
Yeah, when they bend their arm, it goes like tick, 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 tick.
Ew.
there's like three of them. Tick, 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 tick.
No.
Tick, 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 tick. No. You know what I mean? Why is that getting you?
That's so disgusting.
That's what happens. That's why you can't have a baby with your first cousin.
I can't think of anything worse than two first cousins getting married and having a baby with tons of elbows.
Bro, that's what happens. That's why they warn you. Scientists do that.
No,
that's what science says. I'm just doing what science says.
Anyway, we hope you enjoy the episode.
We're so sorry about how many times we say schmackdown.
And I'm so sorry that it's all about Drake. I love you. Drake listens, obviously. Love you, Drake.
Love you, Drake.
And hit it, Grant.
Mom
said.
Praise God.
Ready?
This is going to trigger some people.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him of nature's here below. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise Him of
And then we take a shot of tequila. I watched a TikTok the other day of this group of women that was on a vacation together, and they sing this hymn. And at the end of singing this, to start a meal, they're all sitting around a table. It's like women in their 50s.
And they sing.
They sing this song.
Yeah.
And then they all take a shot at the end.
That's fire.
And I'm like,
I think that's what we're.
I'm joining your church.
No, I think that's what it's meant to be, huh?
Shots.
Not shots, but the tension in the supernatural and also the shots.
I was out to dinner with a coworker the other night. Literally, me and my coworker.
Religious coworker or coworker?
Secular coworker.
Secular. Sorry, that's what I was looking for.
And the waiter kept coming up to the table and saying shots of tequila. Straight face, like he wasn't being flirty or cheeky or anything. Kept being like shots of tequila, and we were like, no.
Because you all just look like that, or the place was a shots of tequila place.
Not really, I think I give off like 365 party girls still to this day, even though I'm reformed. And then he kept coming to the table and being like shots of tequila, and I was like, still no.
Al, can you?
It's Tuesday.
Al, can you give testimony? Can you give testimony as a former 365 party
girl?
We're
mad religious today, huh?
Yeah.
Bumping that, bumping that, bumping that. I'm so Julia.
When I was younger,
bumping that,
I was Julia, much more. I was such a 365 party girl.
I wanna go right back to her.
But ultimately, there's one party guy who parties not only 365, but 24/7. And that's the 365 party guy. He's not a brat. And he's not green with envy. And that's the kind of summer I'm trying to have. Let's all hold hands.
Bumping that. I I never got to say my testimony, but my testimony is that I got tired in 31.
No, totally. You either come to Christ and or just get tired and be 31.
Right.
Those are the only two ways you stop being a 365 party girl.
In the Venn diagram of being tired and 31 and giving your life to Jesus, in the very middle is no more 365 party girl.
No more 365 party girl.
And no, I won't be doing shots of tequila with my coworker on a Tuesday. Give me a fucking break.
I know why Grant left when we hit record.
You turn on the air conditioning. Because I said I was grumpy. Right before we hit record, Gabe made me put on his sweatshirt, and I said, it's so hot in this sweatshirt. It smells like onions. I'm getting grumpy.
That's right. Why does it smell like onions? It's clean, bro.
It smells... There's a scent. Maybe it's not onion.
Is it the Bugles chips you gave me?
I think it just smells like...
The In-N-Out
fries? I think it just smells...
Like brother?
I think it just smells like you.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Speaking of giving our life to Christ, I really hope... Our brother in Christ, Jeremy Fragrance, is doing well these days.
I wonder if he got a Christian underage wife.
Unfortunately, I think he's not doing
well. We've talked about the Christian underage wife. I don't think the wife is going well. I definitely don't think he's eating.
I was just going to say his body fat is at dangerous levels.
Dangerously low levels.
For those of you who don't know who Jeremy Fragrance is, he is the number one fragrance icon that follows the teachings of Jesus influencer on TikTok.
He was one of those guys that, like, do you know this version of the internet where, like, the internet just decides to champion someone who's like a little quirky and they're obsessed with something and the internet decides they love them.
He's like Waluigi Trisha Paytas. Like had Trisha Paytas not actually become like a well-rounded adult with a husband and kids, that's Jeremy Fragrance. It can go one of two ways.
Excuse me?
Yes. I stand by that.
Excuse me?
Trisha Paytas has more going for her than all three of us combined.
You're saying Trisha Paytas is what Jeremy Fragrance could have been.
Either Trisha Paytas could have been Jeremy Fragrance.
You want to try that again?
I'm glitching.
It was literally lost cell service.
You find out I sent my hologram. I'm actually at home. I'm actually at home sleeping. Either Trisha Paytas could have gone the way of Jeremy Fragrance. Hold on.
Bro.
Wait, let me take a breath.
Yeah, no worries.
Forever and ever.
Trisha Paytas could have gone the way of Jeremy Fragrance, the number one fragrance icon who follows the teachings of Jesus, or Jeremy Fragrance, the number one fragrance icon who follows the teaching of Jesus, could the gone of way of Trisha Paytas. Say that 10 times fast. Say Jeremy Fragrance, the number one fragrance icon that follows the teachings of Jesus.
No, but what I have to say is, I think maybe I've come around to agreeing with you, but I just never thought I would have heard the sentence, "The Trisha Paytas is a well-rounded adult."
My girl turned that ship around.
She was on Broadway.
She has children. She's vibing out. She's making videos.
There's also a lot of people who are on Broadway and have children and they're vibing out and making videos, and it doesn't mean they're well-rounded.
But the Trisha Paytas of yore... alarming.
Here's what
Jeremy Fragrance, number one icon who follows the teachings of Jesus, levels alarming.
Here's what I want to bring to the pod today. I would like to, there was a couple of things I wanted to bring, but the big thing I wanted to bring, and I hope this woman doesn't listen to the podcast.
Don't say her name.
I won't, but she'll know it's her. I received a DM a couple of weeks ago that I'd like to read to you guys.
If you listen, we love you down and thank you for listening.
No, totally. I get reached out to in DMs for like brands and whatever every once in a while. This is one of those. Here we go. Your comedy special, feel free to stop me at any time, by the way, and chime in when you feel the spirit move you. You know, podcasting.
I would love to stop you.
Okay. Your comedy special.
Let me stop you right there. Comedy special.
I know. Your comedy special is cool and all, but have you...
Actually, that's all.
That got Al.
He slammed you crazy that in seven Al. Words. Your comedy special is cool and all. Seven words, she slammed you crazy. How do you feel?
Bruises throbbing. Gabe Gibbs found dead.
Gabe Gibbs found absolutely dead.
Receiving... DM
Gabe Gibbs found 6 feet under after random person says your comedy special is cool and all.
Your comedy special is cool and all, but have you considered emotional healing? volleyball with locals and getting spiritually adopted by Peru grandmas. Cry laugh emoji.
Hold on. Have you considered emotional healing, comma?
Hold on, let me answer. Have I considered emotional healing? Yes, I seek it.
Sorry, I'm curious about the punctuation here.
Totally.
Have you considered emotional healing, comma?
Volleyball with locals.
With locals. Local to what? Doesn't matter, comma.
No, we're about to find local to what. Volleyball with locals and getting spiritually adopted.
And getting spiritually adopted by grandmas in Peru.
Peru grandmas.
Question mark.
Question mark. Here's what I will say. This is a signal to that this person is kind of in on how wild this question is. The next, after the question mark following Peru grandmas, is a cry laugh emoji.
Well, that is hilarious. And by the way, girl, you are being hilarious.
I think she's really, truly, honestly onto something here. Yeah.
No, agree.
I well, said this- had you considered it? Had you considered
no,
it?
No, because really, volleyball with locals is going to check all those boxes.
It's going to clean me up.
It really is.
Yeah. It's going to be healing. It's going to be helpful. It's going to be...
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God by playing volleyball with locals. Praise God by being adopted by grandmas in Peru.
We're not done. I hope this woman doesn't listen to this podcast.
Girl, I love you already.
Your comedy special is cool and all, but have you considered emotional healing, volleyball with locals, and getting spiritually adopted by Peru grandmas? Cry laugh emoji. Come to Peru with me sometime.
Oh, a trip to Peru!
We do humanitarian work through the day.
A mission trip to Peru.
Heal through humor at night. And somehow leave with better perspective and questionable tan lines.
Okay. It turned sexual. Where did it turn sexual for you, Grant?
I'm humor volleyball with locals, for sure. But I'm a little disappointed in myself that I didn't catch that this was like a pitch until like the last few sentences.
Really? Your comedy special was cool and all. I was like, all right, here we go.
I didn't realize... We'll keep that in the episode.
We had a situation where a camera fell. So now we're just rocking.
Just move to Gabe's camera.
Allie
just move to Gabe's camera because he's reading.
Are we on Gabe cam? Are we on Gabe cam? Great. It says, come to Peru with me sometime. We do humanitarian work during the day. Heal through humor at night. And somehow leave with better perspective and questionable tan lines. Grant, it already was a pitch, but it becomes more of one in the next sentence. It's a $500 donation per person, plus your airfare. So okay.
Where are you staying?
So I give them $500 and pay for my flight.
This is already a good deal.
And once you land, we cover your lodging, food, transportation, and local experiences.
Okay, $500 donation, and then they cover everything.
Not airfare.
But they cover your lodging, all that. They can't legally charge you for whatever this is. You have to make a donation and then they'll cover it.
Right.
So it's not we're outside of the bounds of
law.
Government and law. Grant Cam got messed up too, Grant.
Oh yeah, Grant Cam got messed up. Let me scooch the Grant. Grant Cam's good.
Yeah, we good.
Okay, so let's recap. Your comedy special. This is a stunning.
You don't have to start from the beginning.
This is a stunning.
Go to the
essay.
Questionable tan lines and then keep going.
Your comedy special is cool and all, but have you considered emotional healing, volleyball with locals, and getting spiritually adopted by Peru grandmas? Come to Peru with me sometime. We do humanitarian work during the day and heal through humor at night, and somehow leave with better perspective and questionable tan lines. Give us $500, fly yourself out here, and just about everything else is taken care of, baby.
She doesn't say baby.
No. We cover this.
Interesting. The very end, it says, big dog energy required. Presumptually.
Presumptually.
Presumptually. And then there's what I assume is the Peruvian flag.
Yes.
Along with crying laughing emoji.
Yes.
Big dog energy required. Now.
Now. Some of you may know that I posted a video that went far more viral than I thought it would ever go. It's the dumbest video I've ever made.
I could not believe that anyone watched that video. I thought it was so dumb. I say with
love.
So
dumb.
I say with love and light, I'm your number one fan and your number one hater. I thought that video was dumb and it went crazy viral. I saw people remaking it.
No, I know. As of the recording of this,
I'm pretty sure people like started making merch.
Big dog merch?
Yeah, like based off of that video. Like I saw a bunch of big dog remakes. I swear.
I saw
after,
so many big dog remakes.
After Gabe did it, which
and
is crazy.
And I was
crazy.
Like, damn.
It has 750,000 likes on Instagram right now. 16.7 million views. It's the dumbest video in the world, and it leads to, when things like that go viral, that's when you start to get the Peru DMs. Bro.
It has 750,000 likes?
725, but yes.
That's
imagine
fucking
what
insane.
You could have done with your platform. You could have said something about something more important.
Yeah, about like human rights.
You had 16 million people at your fingertips, and what did you say? Something about Big Dog with your stupid shirt on?
Yeah. And then followed it up with a bunch of me doing terrible pop music.
Talk
musicals.
About shoiting the bed.
No, I absolutely shoit the boy.
Talk about shoiting the boy.
I absolutely shoit the boy. So I guess I mostly bring this DM to you guys to say, I do think there's like a bit of a ticking clock. Do we think this is an opportunity that's like worth it for me? Because $500 donation, obviously that's a tax write-off for me. So that's like really putting me in a good position.
Well, and it's for a good cause.
Seems like it. Seems like it. The only thing questionable to me is ultimately the tan lines.
Well, they are inherently questionable.
So outside of that, really, I'm like, what do we think? It feels worth?
I think you should go for it. Is there any timing associated with this?
Well, this is what I'm saying. I received that DM a month ago now.
And you didn't respond.
No.
No.
Do you think I missed my shot?
I actually have played volleyball with Peruvian locals before.
Didn't you do a mission trip?
I literally have played volleyball with
a church
Peruvian
trip?
Locals before.
Yeah, brother.
And how was it? Spiritually
and
healing?
And it did. It was healing.
I bet.
To be honest. So maybe give it a shot, I think.
Dude, is that volleyball or is that Peru? What's healing?
No, it's the synergistic the synergistic energy.
Of
volleyball with local Peruvians.
I will say right. I played volleyball with my friends at the beach.
Same vibe?
Not healing.
Oh, angry?
Taurus apart. Taurus apart.
Oh, I thought you said Taurus support. I was like...
Taurus support.
That sounds like...
Libra support.
Libra
Scorpio
support.
Scorpio
support. Scorpio support.
It tore us apart.
It tore you
we
apart?
We hired a coach to teach us the right way to play volleyball.
Wow.
We're an unruly bunch, and the poor boy tried for 3 hours to be our coach. He could not manage it. We did our very best and we got really competitive. Kind of like the time that we tried to play go-kart and someone basically got concussed because we did a 7-car pileup and they made us all stop driving.
Having the friends that you have sounds like it's always at risk of someone finding injuries to a degree that takes them to an irrecoverable place, like concussions or I don't know what else, but...
You know where you might find healing? A place where you can play volleyball with locals and be adopted by some grandmas and get questionable tan lines. It's in Peru, Peru.
Do you think if your friends who almost fought playing volleyball with each other would have a better time playing volleyball with these Peruvian... Are the grandmas Peruvian?
The grandmas are actually known to be Peruvian.
No,
she said.
No. It said by grandmas
in
Peru.
By the way, I think the person who DM'd you is most assuredly not Peruvian.
That's what I'm saying. Is she the grandma that's in Peru? We're spending a
is
lot of time.
Is she the grandma that's in Peru? Is
boy,
she the grandma that's
boy.
In Peru? She the grandma that's in Peru? She the grandma that's in Peru?
A
is
ticket
she
to tea to tie to two.
Is she the grandma that's in Peru? She the grandma that's in Peru? Is she the grandma that's in Peru? Jeremy Fragrance, the number one fragrance icon that follows the teachings of Jesus.
He is. He technically still is.
Oh, fact check from our last episode. Drake is not yet 40.
Oh, he's 39.
He's saying smack that ass, smack that ass, smack it. And he's ultimately 39 years old. So I'm sorry for saying that Drake was in his 40s singing ridiculous lyrics. He's well, 39 singing ridiculous lyrics.
Here's my question, though. Has he... Because you have to earn the ability to say smack that ass. We can't let a 17-year-old say that. So you have to earn it, but then at some point it circles...
You think it has to be a mature man?
Yeah, but then at some point it circles back into, okay, now you're...
What age is it ridiculous to say smack that ass?
I do think it's fine when you're in your 20s and fine when you're in your 30s, but I do think it has to be late 20s. You have to earn...
It's tough because I know that Drake has probably smacked a number of asses in his day.
Certainly. We've all smacked asses in our day, but
no,
Drake...
No, I don't think you've smacked asses like Drake has.
No. Look, hey, me, Drake, we've all smacked ass.
No, I don't think you're smacking ass.
I've
like
been
that.
To Toronto, I've smacked ass.
I actually, okay, new thing. Gabe actually never once had the right to say smack that ass in earnest, and he never will.
I smacked that ass. Hey, look at me. I'm the kind of guy, smack that ass. Ultimately, guys like me, smack that ass. Me, Drake, how old all these kind of guys, smack that ass.
How old are you?
32, smack. 32, smack that ass. 32, smack that ass. He's 39, smack that ass. I'm 32. We're same kind of guys. I've
and
also been
hit
to Toronto.
40, when
I've seen the needle. Smack that ass.
When you hit 40 and get over the hill?
Smack that ass. I'll still smack that ass. 40, smack that ass.
You know, the more you say it, the more it sounds like one word. Like the name of a county. Smack that ass county.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Smack That Ass County. Each and everyone here, the minute they turn 30, they go ahead, smack that ass.
I'm on the school board for Smack That Ass County.
I'm the mayor of Smack That Ass.
Absolute mayor of Smack That Ass.
No. So I think ultimately...
Is he saying smack?
Smack. He says smack that ass, and then at one point he says smack that ass.
Which is different.
Dude, when speaking of thinking something is one word... Until I was probably 12 or too late, I thought lactose intolerant was one word. Think about it.
Until I was probably
12
or
too late, which is also baller. Until I was 12 or too late.
Lactose intolerant.
Lactose intolerant.
You were thinking that the word was intolerant.
That's one word.
Lactose intolerant.
Lactose intolerant.
Lactose intolerant.
Isn't it kind of beautiful, actually, when you say it as one word? It kind of is.
This is my daughter, lactose intolerant.
And my son, smack that ass.
And my son, smack that ass. Unbelievable.
I feel like if anyone and I'm not a Drake hater. I just want to see a boy bang on a pavement. I think if I had to pick a side, I'd pick Kendrick, but no one asked me.
You picked the same key that you sang it last week.
Because I have
I wanna see
perfect
a
pitch.
What is it?
I just want to see a boy bag on the pavement.
Yeah, smack that ass.
Girls keep posting it on TikToks to videos of their fiancés proposing to them.
That's fire.
It's so fire. You go, girls. Smack that ass. And girls, for the entirety of your lives, you're allowed to say smack that ass. And you're allowed to smack it even.
I'm going
to
do a haiku. Questionable tan. Grandmas in Peru, locals, these are what we got.
I'm going to do one too. There comes a time in every man's life where he can smack that ass, smack it.
There comes a time.
Don't check my work. It's accurate.
That ass schmack. You went too long.
Whatever.
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 That was beautiful. Hey, I'm pulling up our new.
Do you remember a couple weeks ago when we sang three part harmony and Grant loved it? Do you want to do it again? Whatever.
Whatever.
I already signed up for my local theater's representation of Urinetown.
Whoa. Representation of Urinetown.
What's the right word?
Production. But no. I love
interpretation.
Interpretation. There you go. Smack that ass.
Smack that ass. Hey, each and every, that's going to become, what do they call it? A stim. It's already a stim for me. Smack that ass. Each and every week, you guys send in a voice memo for us to solve a problem you're having through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least,
music.
It gets crazier every week.
Music.
This week comes in from our friend. This week's problem comes in from our friend Avery.
Sibs, my name is Avery. I'm calling in from Colorado with a garden problem.
Oh my god.
My girlfriend and I want to have a really successful garden this summer, grow our own fruits and veggies and herbs, but we have a neighbor who is an old man who likes to walk out of his house shirtless and feed nuts to the squirrels. Uh-huh. So the squirrels bring them into our yard and bury them in the garden beds and make it really hard to have a successful garden. So I would just love a solution to the nut problem. Cheers.
Cheers, Avery. That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
I know what to do.
Oh, am I giving you the right vibe or do you need a different vibe?
No, this is good.
Okay.
I just want to see a squirrel bag on the pavement.
Uh-huh.
You better smack your neighbor Tommy when he come out shirtless.
Yeah.
You better smack your neighbor Tommy when he come out shirtless.
Then he won't be as brave, I would say.
I just want to see a squirrel bag on the pavement.
Bag on the pavement. I would say you should hire someone to be like a Pied Piper. You should pay a Pied Piper, but have him be just a couple streets over. Just a couple streets over. So then he's doing
smack your neighbor Tommy when he come out shirtless.
Pay the Pied Piper. Pay the Pied Piper to play the song.
Tommy when he come out shirtless.
And all the squirrels will go over to the Pied Piper.
Smack that man.
And
that
neighbor
man.
Of yours
smack
will
it.
Be there.
Smack it, man.
Just with
smack
a handful man. Of nuts smack and it. No shirt. And no squirrels to feed. So you can just go smack that man belly. Smack that man belly when he's out on the pavement.
Smack that man belly when he's out on the pavement.
I said,
smack that man belly when he's out on the pavement. That'll teach him a lesson. Smack that man belly when he's out on the pavement. Teach him to mess with you again. Smack that man belly when he's out on the pavement.
Take one of the nuts and stick it in his belly button.
Nuts to the butt.
Wow. I do think a Pied Piper service would do well.
Well, she could Pied Piper.
But she's trying to get the squirrels away from her.
Well, if she's the leader of them.
The squirrel?
Yeah. I mean, if she's a Pied Piper, she's the leader of them. She could be like.
Oh, see, I've never thought of the Pied Piper as a leader.
She'd be like.
I've thought of the Pied Piper more as like a siren than an actual like leader of. Squirrelman.
When I think of the Pied Piper, I don't see a face and I don't even see a form. The Pied Piper to me is genderless, but it is a person who is walking, perhaps marching down the street with a bunch of animals marching behind them.
The Pied Piper to me looks like Robin Hood.
Playing a slide whistle.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to see a squirrel bag on the pavement.
Yeah, we know. I think we solved that, huh?
I think we did too. Shall we hear about Grant's journal?
Again, I say, if this is your first episode, it's so confusing, but.
Grant's journal. Sterling silver. Can I say, every time we sing, Grant closes his eyes when he does it because he loves it so much.
I think that's what I think.
I wasn't even on mic that time and I
He just just had his eyes closed, just singing his whoop.
Do you need it again? Because you were off mic.
No, that's okay.
He was doing whoop 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 whoop. What do you have in your journal this week, Grant?
Again, only two titles, so we're gonna do the make the thing up thing.
Great.
And the only thing I wrote down was, with all these snacks in front of me, I was thinking, from last week's episode, I was thinking, what's your favorite 90s/early 2000s childhood snack?
Oh, mini M&M's in a tube.
Is that a childhood snack? I feel like that's an adult snack for you.
Wow.
Mini M&M's in a tube. I haven't had them in years.
Oh, okay. That is the qualifier.
I had them in high school.
The qualifier is you haven't had them since like high school or something.
I can toaster like, strudel. The way those mini M&M's in the tube, like the way it's like, I just hear the rain stick sound that it is before they all slide.
Also, can I say, this is something that only sisters would understand. Seeing the light in Gabe's eyes talking about mini M&M's in a tube pissed me off crazy because I know he eats them too fast. I can tell.
Why else would they put them in the tube if you weren't supposed
it.
To absolutely shooter
You're
them down your throat,
I
bro?
I knew it. I knew you would eat a whole pack of mini M&M's in one go. That's such a thing that a brother would do.
I can't fit them all in one. I'm just saying, like,
girls, why don't you take a wild guess?
They're supposed to tip tippy tippy.
Why don't you take a wild guess on the style that Gabe eats his popcorn? That's right. He does it like a 5-year-old. Big handful shoved, fistful of popcorn into mouth.
Me too.
Are you guys finger pincering fucking little mini M&M's out of the tube? How are you getting the mini M&M's out of the tube, Grant?
Jizz.
How are you getting them out of there? You're tipping.
The best part.
A sip. Yeah, I'm not done.
The best part about the mini M&M's is the sound the tube makes when you open it.
Bung.
Bung. That's pretty good.
Why am I saying?
Why do you keep saying bung?
Because it has a.
Why do you keep saying bung?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I immediately thought of, you know, the like Pepperidge Farm Manila cookie things.
Yeah.
The two. I almost bought them today.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Those I had some at the snack. House.
Or.
Ooh, they had them on set all week and I was
specifically
them.
The.
Milano.
That's the Pepperidge Farm. What?
I was going to say specifically the blue Scooby-Doo snack, fruit snack.
Whoa. Oh. You know, they don't make them. They don't make them opaque anymore. Now they're see-through, the blue.
Really?
It needs to be opaque. It looks.
The blue used to be like
I know.
Was it opaque? Is there something illegal
it
about
it? It like a creaminess vibe to it.
No, I agree.
It had a creaminess?
I don't know.
Fun Dip.
Yeah, I was also thinking of.
When's the last time you had a
drop
Fun Dip?
Juicy Drop Pop.
Juicy Drop Pop.
Juicy Drop Pop.
You know what I'm talking about?
Once you pop, the fun don't stop?
Yuck.
That's what it was. It was.
I used to get them at Dick's Sporting Goods.
No,
it was like the only store in our town that had a juicy drop pop. And squeezed that shit right in my mouth.
They didn't have the Walgreens. They didn't have them at CVS.
I don't think they had them at Walgreens, but they had my $2 for $1 raspberry Arizona iced teas.
Yeah, they sure did.
That was a thing in the past.
Dude, are people still doing AZ
ices anymore? Not like they did when we were kids.
Are people still doing AZ ices?
I don't think so. I think the whole allure of them was that they were so cheap, and I don't think they're that cheap anymore. They're still $2 for $1? No.
They're still $1. I know that at least.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's like.
In Trump's America. Sorry for saying that word.
It's like the similar to the Costco CEO. This guy like refuses to raise the price.
J'adore.
Yeah. Good for
Dior.
Him.
Wow. Okay. Let's do the titles.
Yeah. I want to hear the titles. Yeah. You're not done. Hey, you're not
the
done.
The titles
brother.
Are. Let me think of a third one.
Just let it. Let it come. Let it flow through you.
Volleyball with locals.
Okay.
I don't really think I need to say the other two, but Neighbor Belly is number two and Slippery Slide Whistle is number three.
Ooh, okay. Ready? Welcome
to this week's episode, Volleyball with locals. It was good. You were right.
It was good.
It was good. Volleyball with locals. Volleyball with locals.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Would you care for a ranking of my two idiot brothers?
We're speeding towards the ranking, and I just need one quick second to tell you how great the boots are.
They're Fry boots.
How great the sweatshirt looks on you.
It smells like onions.
You should keep it. It looks better on you than it does on me.
Shut up.
I'm just like, so proud to be
shut
related to you, and I talk about you all the time.
It's time to rank my brothers 1 and 2. These two boys are always blue because one of them will always lose. Rank my brothers, it's time. Rank my brothers, it's time to rank them 1 and 2.
Number one brother this week is Grant.
Fuck.
Gibbs. Grant. Middle name redacted. Gibbs.
You know
Social Security
it.
Is.
Do you know it?
Do I know his Social Security?
His middle name.
Of course I know his middle name. I just don't think we should do full legal name on the pod. It starts.
Off mic, Grant said, don't even say that.
He's starts right. With a Z.
It starts with
Grant
a Z.
Grant Zekiel Gibbs.
Yeah, the famous Hebrew name Zekiel.
Gabe and Grant have the same middle name. Gabriel Zekiel Gibbs and Grant Zekiel Gibbs.
Gabriel Zekiel Gibbs.
Grant's number one brother this
Why?
Week because he's
Why?
Because he's straight chilling.
Why?
What are you going to say about that? Are you straight chilling?
Yes, dude. Look at me slunked.
Your body language should be studied. It's pointed so far away from me.
I'm slunked, bro. I'm absolute slunk.
It's as if you despise me crazy.
I don't despise you crazy.
No, and even if you did.
I've been supporting you crazy, especially and particularly and mostly right before the ranking of the brothers.
Right.
It's like how politicians, right before they're trying to do an election, they'd like go to towns they've never been to before and they're like, hey, what's up? I love this town.
Right.
And that town's
and
like, you love
sees
me.
Right through that hat. What's that? A hat. Crazy, funky, chunky hat. Overslept, hair unsightly, trying to look like Keira Knightley. We've been there. We've done that.
Is Keira Knightley famous for hat?
We see right through your funky hat.
I think she's more famous for chin.
I think she's famous for jaw and famous for
hot.
That's
what I mean by that.
And famous for Pride and Prejudice.
By the way, my daughter, who I love, knows where noses are now, which is really cute.
Not yesterday when I was FaceTiming her.
She sucked at it?
I said, where's your nose? Where's Carmen's nose?
And she didn't freaking know?
She didn't know.
That's lame as hell. I'm going to talk to her when I get home.
Did she do it for you?
Yeah. She knows where Dada nose is.
She does? Or is it a fluke?
Because it's happened more than once.
Because I asked her 50,000 times where Carmen nose is.
It's happened more than once.
I'm going to have a talk with her too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode.
We love you.
We love you so bad.
We love you so bad.
Grant is quickly plugging in one of the cameras because we're losing.
Battery exhausted.
And me too. If you don't come to
okay,
our
we're having a technical
show,
situation, but do we just have the one of the cameras
midsies
that we can ride out on?
Let's go midsies. We love you, and if you come to our live show on August 16th, we'll love you even more.
Oh,
we'll smack your belly
we'll
if it's out.
We'll smack that ass if
we'll
it's okay with you and you signed like a waiver or something.
We'll get you giving consent on video, and then we'll smack that ass.
We'll smack that ass on August 16th in Los Angeles, and the link is in the bio of the podcast.
And I'm gonna smack the back of the head of my brother.
Whichever one doesn't win the ranking of the brothers that day.
I'm gonna smack the back of the head of my brother. Smack the back of the head of my brother. Smack the back of the head of my brother. Wow, I got in flow state there.
I totally get it.
Friends, we love you.
Thank you so much. August 16th, we're doing our first ever live show. It's going to be Mom Said Live. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of guests. Well, I don't know about a lot, but...
You just made a crazy claim.
I just did, but we're going to have at least one guest.
We love you down.
The reaches out are out, and we're going to find out how many guests that we get at the show, but it will be more than us.
And by the way, do I count as a guest?
Absolutely not.
We'll have to wait and see.
2026, girl, cook something. There's something in your freezer. Cook it.
If you're safe, and if you're comfortable, and if there is not a man there. I'm dead ass.
And if there's a man there...
Get him out of your house.
2026, boys have more whimsy.
2026, Piper, put your shoes on.
Please, Piper.
Put Piper, your shoes on.
Respectfully, put your shoes on.
And for our younger listeners, whoa.
And for our younger listeners, hey, put your ear right up to the speaker and get a load of this, okay? Try them farts on for size.
Goodbye. Why did you sing over me?